Joelle, Uptown Girl, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7 minutes past six on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you, 22nd of January it is. Come on, we're getting closer, PJ. It's getting closer and closer. Every day you come in here with your little sad face on you, and every day I cheer you up by being one day nearer to February.
But it's not one day nearer.
It's the 22nd of January. You literally have less than 10 days to hang in there.
10 days? Nearly 2 weeks? How is there nearly 2 weeks of this month left?
And look what I
Honest
did for you today.
To God.
I wore what will forever be known in the future as my Star Trek jumper.
Your Captain Jim jumper you wore today, yeah. Oh,
that
I love that
funny.
Jumper. Oh, I'm
funny.
In the wrong colour.
You're in the wrong colour.
I'm in the wrong colour now to be your
Mr. Scott.
It was
a bizarre day when you were wearing your red jumper. And I'm wearing this thing, which...
It looks...
It's kind of mustardy or something. Would it be a mustardy colour?
Yeah, it's like mustard seed, something like that, maybe.
We were standing side by side. Mike took a little photograph. And I have brilliant. Instantly, everybody went, oh my God, it's like looking at an episode of Star Trek.
I didn't see it until we posted the picture up on Facebook. And then everyone saw it.
Yeah. And it was like, what's
Captain
his name?
Jim.
It was like
William
Kirk,
Shatner.
Yeah, Kirk standing beside Bones.
Well, no, Mr. Scott.
Oh, Bones. Mr. Scott, sorry.
He wears blue.
Yeah, Bones was blue.
Yeah.
And Spock was blue, wasn't
and
he?
Spock was blue as well, yeah.
Yeah, it was Bones who was red.
Yeah, so it was Mr.
And what was Scotty?
Scotty? Oh, Scotty is... Wait a minute.
No, sorry.
Bones is
McCoy, the doctor.
Is the doctor.
All right.
Scotty
is
red.
Yeah.
Mr. Scott, that's who I was like, was Scotty the red. Yeah.
And look, see, did it cheer you up? You came in wearing blooming green.
No need to publicly humiliate me about the choice.
Or is that even green? Or is it, it's probably called something else.
It's one of those colours now where someone will go, that's turquoise, which is actually a type of blue. It's green.
Do you ever notice that? I tell you, there's stand-up in that. Have you ever noticed how, when did colour, and paint in particular, right? When did paint become so pretentious?
Oh, I don't know.
There was a time when if you were painting something, what colour are you painting it? I'm going to paint it blue. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what colour are you painting it now? I'm going to paint it.
Magenta.
Astel Whispers.
Oh, what? Are you? Yeah. Astel Whispers, Grant. Yeah. Like the old elephant's foot on the painting, yeah. I still like. I'm a very basic man when it comes to colours.
Yeah, yeah.
There's seven colours.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh no, there's eight. There's the primary colours and whatever.
The rainbow ones,
yeah,
and then
and magnolia.
Magnolia.
That's it. That's all there is.
Magnolia. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing else after
that's
that.
That's our colour.
Yeah. It's the colour of the proper kitchen, and anything that isn't magnolia is weird.
Yeah. Your flash, if you've got anything that's not magnolia.
Chum on with his eggshell elephant grey roof stadium.
Oh, dear. Anyway, welcome along, folks. Good to have you with us as usual. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Ironic from Alanis Morissette. It's 13 and a half minutes past six. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And English Ian's been on to say that there's a man apparently walking down the hard shoulder of Junction 2 on the M1 southbound.
Well, that's not a very good idea. So yeah. Make sure that...
That's not a great look, really.
Make sure he's out of your way. Whatever the hell's going on there, that's definitely not normal behaviour. So.
Yeah, walking around on a motorway, not a great idea.
Yeah, so if you're around that way, I would be very careful. Yeah. Or at least maybe stick to the lane that he's not in.
Junction 2 on the M1 southbound, according to English Ian. Thanks a million for that. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. We'll try and give you a shout-out a bit later on. But we've got to do the birthdays. Now, it is a strange mix today, I've got to confess.
Oh, no.
It is unusual. There's a couple of belters in there, but the rest... Yeah, anyway. Look, let's start...
Well, maybe this is better. Maybe this is bound to be better than yesterday.
Let's go with this one, right? A big one to start, especially since you're such a big boxing fan. And I think it was only yesterday we were talking for some reason. It was in CSI,
well,
I think we're talking
about. Whenever
you
say you're such a big whatever fan, I
fail
miserably.
Well, you are a big boxing fan.
I know, but whenever you set me up or whatever, it doesn't matter. Whenever you say you're such a big... insert thing or enthusiasm or hobby
right.
fan, I always fail horrendously
no,
straight
you
after.
No, because we were talking yesterday, and I think it was yesterday in CSI, was it, about Steve Collins?
Oh, yeah, we were.
And that era, right?
Wow, that was great.
Well,
stuff.
It's one of the other ones. Nigel Benn.
Ah, Nigel Benn!
The Dark Destroyer.
The Dark Destroyer. He was great. Oh, he was great. He wasn't afraid to throw a few digs in a press conference either, which was great old crack to be watching.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't it him that had a proper ill go with someone? Who, what? I can't remember.
You mean
the
like somebody he was fighting or just over. Some journalist?
Ah, no, they were supposed to be fighting and someone said something about his ma.
Oh my God.
And the two of them had a proper, it was a proper ill go.
Yama.
Yeah, well, it was, I can't, it was more indirect, but jeepers.
Your mama so fast.
Yeah, or was it his sister or something? Oh, but it was proper ill wrangling on the ground, heavy stuff.
Apparently he was in one of the, it says here he appeared in the first series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I don't really remember that at all.
No idea. Sure, all I ever remember from that old show was people eating kangaroo balls and stuff. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. That's pretty much the height of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Outside of that, it's just people squealing. I can't be dealing with the squealing.
Right, so the Dark Destroyer today, the Dark Destroyer is... What a cool name as well. If you're going to have a nickname. Name.
It like, is a great I mean? Name.
Like,
I wonder, is he? He's in his early 50s, is he? I guess it's hard now for some... I gotta say he's 49.
He's 56.
I'd love a sugar off in anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sugar off in anyway. That was sugar a different. That was anyway. A different boxer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. There was Sugar Ray Leonard and Sugar off.
Sugar
off in
anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, sugar yeah. off in anyway. Didn't have the same career really because he said something about his ma.
Right. Okay. This is where it gets a little bit unusual. DJ Jazzy Jeff celebrating his birthday.
What's
today.
That? What is Jesus?
DJ Jazzy Jeff. Not remember with the Fresh Prince.
No, I don't know
Boom,
him.
Shake the Will Smith and DJ.
What did he sing?
Boom, Shake the Room.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, all that. Yeah, yeah. Boom.
Sinn Féin in the Membrane. That one.
I don't know about that. Whether I'm not sure if that lyric's in there, but anyway.
Was that the same song though? Whatever it was.
And that
Insane
Summertime
in the Membrane.
Summertime.
Oh, jeez, Jazzy Jeff. How am I supposed... Is there any...
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. You must remember that.
I know, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like...
Yeah, as in when Will Smith and your man, he was his sort of... Well, his DJ.
He's the Fresh Prince... Will Smith isn't a singer at all, man. You've lost it. I haven't a clue. I genuinely...
Right, well, think they would have been having hits in the what?
Early 90s, something like
probably,
that.
Probably, yeah, yeah. So you can work it out from there.
53.
Not bad. 55.
Oh
you see,
God.
When you apply yourself, Gallagher, and I shall be writing that on your summer report, by
oh,
the way.
Please don't give me any more reports. My poor El Ma coming up to the parent-teacher meetings and classic hits again.
Right, here's a weird one for you, but I guarantee you'll remember. Frank LeBeouf.
Oh, LeBeouf!
Yeah, which I think, now I could be wrong. I mean, my French is you know, schoolboy.
Yeah.
I think that translates as Frank the Beef.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Frank LeBeouf. Frank yeah. the Beef.
Beef is definitely...
That's a pretty cool name. Who, what's your name? Frank the
Beef. LeBeouf. Frank the Beef.
Won the World Cup in 98 with France.
Frank the
Played
Beef.
Played with Chelsea, of course. Frank the Beef. He was the bald lad, wasn't he?
He was bald, yeah.
Yeah. He looked a bit like Fabian Barthez or vice versa.
He did look like Barthez. He did. He? Yeah, yeah, he had a bit of... A bit of a schmiggity schmig sometimes.
Bit of a dome.
Yeah.
Not many of us can carry it off, you know.
He would wear cravats and all, I remember that. Like, he would have like the tracksuit on and he'd have like a light scarf would be around his neck. When
French
he...
footballers are mad, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they are, yeah, they are.
It's like those stories about Cantona going to the pub with the United players and they'd all get around in
I
and he'd have
that.
A bottle of champagne.
Champagne and one glass. Yeah. And this is in the days of when they used to, you know, after on a Sunday you'd go.
When they'd go and have a session.
You'd go out and all the lads would be in there, like, you know, boot cut jeans and the whole
yeah,
lot.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, Rio Ferdinand with his plaits and all the mad look out of the whole. He'd be there, yeah, bottle of champagne.
Yeah. Like, Bollinger.
And one glass just sitting there on his own and all. The head, so
brilliant,
funny.
Brilliant. And they'd be having cigarettes and all. Remember that?
Yeah,
French
yeah,
lads
yeah.
were all mad for having cigarettes.
Yeah, oh, you were no one without a smoke. Yeah. Even the French cartoon characters had smokes.
Right, so Frank LeBeouf, World Cup winner.
He's
Chelsea,
early,
former Chelsea player.
He's early 50s.
Yeah, he is early 50s. Go on.
51.
Oh, for God's sake, man. 52! Oh, and listen.
Shove it up his cravat.
The last one, right, is another footballer. He did play for our arch rivals, admittedly, at one stage. But nonetheless, you'll remember him for other reasons. Stan Collymore.
Oh, I love Stan Collymore.
Do you? I thought you see.
I
you
love
know
Stan
why?
Collymore because he's mouthy, you know. He's a bit of
yeah,
crack. To
but
watch.
Also, you and him have so much in common.
What do you mean? Now, hold on
because,
a minute.
Because
I just remember him with Nottingham
he's
Forest.
He's well known for dogging.
What?
He's well known for dogging as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
As in, like.
Like you know the way you're into.
The type
and,
I
and
do.
He's into dogging.
Oh
as
yeah,
well.
As opposed.
He was very well known for it. He was dating Ulrika Johnson.
I was
going to
say the type on the beach, but I do that.
Yeah, that was his big thing, wasn't it? Apart from going out with Ulrika Johnson, he was caught dogging.
Oh, well, hold on. He was caught actual dogging. Not like walking. Oh, I thought you meant my type of dogging, as in walking your dogs.
I was trying to infer that you were into that, but...
Oh, but he's into the dirty dogging.
Well, I'm just saying, according to this, it says it has absolutely nothing to do with Crufts. So what? Take from that what you will.
What a mad thing to get into. I never knew that. I suppose I always thought the playing for Nottingham Forest was worse than dogging.
Well, yeah. Yeah. See, people used to shout at him. Do you play for Nottingham Forest? No, no. You're thinking of somebody else. Me, I'm the one that's into dogging.
No, I'm the one that's into the dogging. Oh, God. So he's into that, looking through the window of the car.
Mind you, he's still doing all right for himself. He has a column in one of the papers in England, doesn't he?
He does great.
And as you say, he's fairly well outspoken.
He's very outspoken.
Does
he gets
his podcasts and all that.
Yeah, and he's a great bit of crack, actually. I never knew he was looking in people's windows while he was shuffling for the dog lead in his pocket. But I'll say that he's 49.
Yeah! Ah! I knew you'd get the lad who was into dogging. I knew that you'd have something in common with him. That says it all. I know exactly the kind of birthdays I'm going to find for you in future.
Good on you, Stan Collymore. I hope you're looking after the Jack Russell in your trousers.
Now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 6:31. How are you this morning?
Very well. How are you guys
doing?
Come
here. Is your plan? Are you here for the week? Is that the plan?
So I believe. Yeah.
It's a full week required, is it, for recuperation?
Got the phone call there on Monday.
Right.
After doing the first day and was told, will you do the week, will you? Yeah. Grant. Okay, yeah.
After the first day.
Yeah. After the first day.
That's brilliant.
This is definitely 7 days of illness now in this one. That's what we're thinking.
It's a long stretch. Yeah. But there you go.
Yeah.
Now, nowhere else.
Some people, John, might be actually happy about the idea of getting to, work on this show.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled. Thrilled. And
yeah, you sound over the moon, man.
You're as happy as Tara's neck.
Well, indeed. Yeah. However, I can't imagine how happy that would be, to be quite honest. But no, I'm thrilled. I mean, this is a peak in my life. I'm over the moon. I can't do that whole happiness thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
I loved the way he's reminded me this morning.
John's level of elation.
Yeah. You're very Pat Kenny this morning, if you don't mind me saying. You're doing the whole, I'm over the moon.
Yeah.
I'm moderating on telly tonight.
Yeah. John doesn't do peaks of emotion.
Yeah. No,
not really. No, it's hard to go there, And you see this.
You'd be
the people who talk about Love Island and stuff like that. They just like go and jump, like honestly, really and truly. People who talk about
imagine
stuff
John
like
winning
that.
A massive. John, you've just won $100 million on the Euro Millions.
Well, you see,
that's fantastic. Wow. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed.
I'm so happy.
Inside. Yes. Inside I'm smiling.
Inside I'm smiling, indeed. Wasn't that a movie years ago, yeah?
Probably.
Inside I'm dancing. That's the one.
Yeah, no, don't be ridiculous. I mean, whatever about getting John to smile on the inside, you never get him to dance.
Smile though, your
the
heart
inside.
Is breaking, yeah.
Blondie's Heart of Glass with The Cure. Friday I'm in Love, just ahead of that. A bit premature. The Cure there with their Friday I'm in Love.
Yeah, what a song, though.
Still, I love that song. 20-7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 22nd of January. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Loads have been on already. Let me see if I can give you a quick scan of some of the people we've had in. Dave and Lochray there. Dave, who had actually sent us, he sent us a load of pictures of Helen back.
Oh, look at that, JD, because we were talking about that yesterday, of course. We've made the decision. We're going to do it this year.
It's happening. Also, Dee's been on PJ just to say, listen, the good news is once January's over, the big man will be on his way.
Oh.
I think Dee just seized on an opportunity to wind you up.
Is she talking about Santa Claus?
Yeah, exactly.
I swear to God, you are some... Yeah, you really are rubbing it in. Also, let us have our Easter eggs at least first. Thank you very much.
Also, Dan and Cork's been on to say, sorry, Jim, I saw the jumper picture. It's actually more like Captain Kirk and a Klingon.
Now, that's rude. Rude.
There's Amanda and her sciatica checking in.
How are you, Amanda, and the sciatica? How's it going?
Hoping for good results today.
In with the sciatica?
Well, yeah, she's getting results today. So she's got her fingers and toes crossed.
Oh, biopsy results. Oh, jeepers. Yeah, I hope you get good results for sure. Have a good one.
There's Jurassic Greg, who was on to say thanks for a deadly podcast. Wonder which one that was. He listened yesterday.
I presume it was the last one, was it?
Would it have been the after show?
Oh, Jim, you're asking me questions again. Mm. How can you have sat here with me now for the last many years and think that I'm ever going to answer a question with the right answer?
Correct.
I mean, at this stage, I blame you.
You're right. Aaron's been on as well. Nearly there, two more days to go. You see, that's the attitude.
Aaron has the attitude.
He's working for the weekend. Oh. Not like you, waiting for the end of the month. No. See, you've got to do these things in small doses,
like
PJ.
Like, I'm the only one waiting for the end of this month. Like, I'm the only one.
Small doses, PJ.
22 days.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, but if you think of it as 2 days the weekend, then, you know, you can start all over again.
January's the only month where I wish I was in prison because it would fly in. You know, it would fly in then. You'd have
I'll tell you something. Keep that up now and that can be arranged.
What?
I for unsocial behaviour.
But I didn't do any criminal things.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we did have that conversation about you and Stan Collymore earlier on.
Hey, anyway, that's item.
Antoinette's been on as well. I see Margaret there in Fermoy. And I see, who's this again? Let me see. That's Richie the Trucker is there. What's this? What's this? The 10th Wednesday. 10th Wednesday of January. That's the way PJ's feeling about it as well.
Yeah, it is like that. Yeah,
it's absolutely. Who's that? Let me just see who this is. The Lily White's been on. I'm actually, do you know something? I'm quite tired this morning.
I know, yeah, you can see it in you.
I'm tired.
You can see it in you, yeah.
So I'm giving up now. I'm not reading anymore.
You've got your droopy dog sort of thing about you today.
Yeah, I'm a bit lazy today.
Remember
now,
him, droopy dog? You'd sit there and you'd watch him and I'm happy. And you believed him. But he was just in a constant state of tired anxiety. He couldn't really, couldn't project it the way he normally would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Droopy Jim, that's what we're going to call you today.
Oh, lovely. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's great. Now, I get a kicking. Oh, typical.
Yeah, yeah.
Typical. Oh, yeah. So that's the way this day is going
PJ
to go.
PJ and Droopy Jim in the morning. That's what it is today. I'm happy.
Anyway, listen, here's what we have to cheer you up as the day goes on. We've got the hit bit. That's happening in about an hour's time. That's worth having a bash at because we're over the grand now. It won't be small money anymore from here on in.
Yeah, we had it wrong yesterday as well. It's 1,000 and 60, 70 today, is it? Yeah, 1,070 euro it is today.
Well done.
I believe.
That's happening today. Breakfast table quiz is great this week because you can get on and win a prize just for playing, even if you score nothing. Questions are a lot tougher at the moment. We were talking to Magic Mike yesterday. He says, and that's the way they're going to stay.
Well, we pulled him up on it yesterday. We says, listen, are they harder? He goes, yes, they are harder.
And they'll remain that.
But they're harder for everybody. So yeah. Whereas beforehand, we may have been going for 12s and 13s.
Now, an 8 sixes
and a 9
and
now is
and
a
stuff.
Really yeah. good score, yeah. 6 and 7s is your sort of average now.
So get on there, get yourself a nice prize for the Dublin Racing Festival happening at Leopardstown. And that's just for playing. Then there's a big one at the end of the week as well, so that's still
What's
to happen.
What's the end of the week again? You win a horse.
It's the Molly Malone Banquet in the pavilion in Leopardstown.
Yeah.
It's a big three-course gourmet buffet-style.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the food at Leopardstown is fantastic?
It is. Sure, didn't I have it with you?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, when we were out doing the.
And then
the
I was out at that same, you know, I think it's called the 1888 restaurant. I think, is that what it's called? 1888.
Oh, that was your birthday, was it?
No. The restaurant out there.
Jim's 21st.
Because there's one in the Aviva that's called. Not the Aviva. One in the Point that's called, I think, the 1888 as well. So I'm not sure if they're both the same.
I don't know anyway, about that.
But the food is fantastic out there.
I don't get asked.
You'd love it.
To adult
you
events.
You do get asked, and you never go. That's your problem.
That's true too, yeah. I don't get asked to adult events. I get asked to, well, I suppose I do. Yeah, I don't like things where there's loads of shenanigans and all.
Look, listen to that. And then he has the audacity to call me Droopy Jim. There he is going, oh, no, I don't like it when they invite me to nice things. No. Unbelievable. What do you like?
I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, you see.
Was this a stop on the boat or
something? Petulant PJ.
Yeah, it's Petulant PJ and Droopy Jim in the morning.
Yeah, that's the Human League. Big 80s number one and Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, 22nd of January. And at 9 minutes past seven of any morning, you need to prepare for this.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Anyway, yeah, why would you prepare for war at 9 minutes past 7 o'clock of a morning? Well, apparently, in households all over the...
Absolutely plumbing.
In households all over the country, war breaks out around about this time of a morning between couples battling for the bathroom.
They're saying the majority of couples are constantly engaged in bathroom wars. They argue with their parents. Sure, hopefully they don't have to do it. partners about
nowadays,
bad...
mind you, with the housing
nowadays
situation.
Nowadays it's normal, yeah, yeah. Now it's completely normal. But being partners about bad toilet and shower room habits, and apparently it is getting to the stage where something needs to be done about it. Like,
calling in the UN, like...
We're talking 3/4 of the population, Jim. 3/4 of the population of couples who live together. This is why, this is the worst thing about the housing crisis, by the way, is
people having to live together.
Is having to live with your husband or wife. Like, what an unfair, unjust thing that has to happen in society. That we have to live with the person we're having
that
in a relationship
economic
with.
Constraints force you.
It's hard enough to tolerate someone. And then you have to live with the clown as well. Stop, like, it's impossible. It's not fair. It's not fair. Imagine how much happier people would be in their relationships if you lived across the road from each other.
Yeah.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. I'm not even messing. If, like, you lived across the road from each other, you could call in every day and whatever.
Yeah,
be
yeah,
so
yeah.
Much,
come and go as you please.
You watch your programs, I watch mine. You know, you do whatever you want in there, I do whatever I want in here. And then, I tell you what, I'm free around 1 o'clock for a walk. It'd be brilliant. No. Society. Housing. Fine Gael have let down the housing problem. We're making, forcing couples to live together. It's disgraceful. So there you go. 3/4 of driving around the bend when it comes to the jacks. The situation is now so bad in so many homes that new house hunters are trying to insist on having 2 toilets in their house.
Like, so you definitely need the old ensuite on the go.
Yeah, well, look, you know what I mean? That's not possible either. I mean, there's 5 people moving into an apartment together. I mean, you'd be pooping out the window to get away from the other
so
ones.
So is it people's habits when they go in, or is it battling for time?
Well, this is it, yeah. It's everything. So there's, like, stuff around hair being left around a plug hole by women, and then lads being in there and leaving an odour after them now is a little bit of a problem. And being in there, secreting an odour for maybe an hour and a half.
For excessive amounts of
time.
And then
walking around with a limp after because the legs are dead. You know, all this sort of old stuff. Other things like, you know, they don't clean the taps. They leave towels on the floor. There'll be water everywhere. Some people are putting toilet roll on the wrong way round. Imagine having a fight because your toilet roll is facing the wrong direction. Imagine that.
I remember Tara saying
over
her and her other half, they have this thing. It's like passive-aggressive thing where literally they don't say anything to each other about it, but whenever they go in, if the toilet roll is not the way they want it, they just turn it. And then the other one will go in and they'll turn it back. And then the other one will go in and they'll turn it back.
I mean, honest to God. Would you not... Like, I don't even know. They're saying that some couples argue up to 3 times a week, right?
Yeah.
3 times a week over bathroom habits alone. Can I just say this to you, by the way? If you're fighting with someone 3 days in a week, if you're letting something like a toilet ruin your week 3 times every week.
Yeah.
You don't need to sort out the bathroom.
You don't need a new bathroom.
You need a divorce. You need a divorce. It's legal. Get the hell away from the person that is fighting with you 3 times a week over the jacks. That's insane stuff. Or else just live across the road from them. Of course, because we can all afford that. So they go.
Build an extension.
Build another toilet. And you're actually onto something there. So now they're saying 1 in 10 of couples, instead, because he can't realistically get another house, are saving up to get another jacks so they can just separate
that's
each
amazing.
Other so they don't have to share the habits. Otherwise, they say their lives aren't so bad with each other, you know?
Yeah.
But when it
Where's
comes
PJ
to...
PJ today? He's in the toilet wing.
Yeah, he's in his man shed. He's in there looking at his Instagram with 2 dead legs. Delighted with himself. Delighted with himself, yeah.
Oh, my God.
These are the things that let me think I'm not so bad now being a single fella in your 40s, you know?
And
I'm so stuck
you,
in my ways now, I'd never be able to
that's
be.
That's couples, right?
Yeah.
But imagine then when you introduce teenage kids and whatnot
imagine
into the mix.
Imagine it.
And the time they'll want to have as well.
Isn't that...
I mean, I'd say there's
can
people...
Can you even imagine it?
You're only short of having to set up a blooming time schedule.
You'd need a time schedule.
You'd have to have an Excel spreadsheet.
The young teenage girls.
I'm just looking here. I think I'm due in the bathroom at 7:19.
Oh, my God. The young teenage girls be in there for 3 hours doing all that. And then your man discovers himself and he's never coming out. Oh, God. It'd be awful. I can't. I don't know. I'm definitely open to a relationship where somebody doesn't want to live with me. I'll be into. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Long distance. What you need is you just need a good pen pal.
I want to be able to. I want to be able to sit in my house with the door open, doing me business, watching the Netflix in the other room, and I'm happy. That's all I want from life.
Oh, I tell you something. Put that on your Tinder profile. Brian Adams and Mel C, When You're Gone, here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Tracy's just had a fantastic shout.
Oh, yeah.
On the text. This is absolutely... You know the way I'm always trying to get you to do Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, that...
Always
well,
trying to force
yeah,
you down that reality TV.
I just don't think it's for me. That's all.
Look, I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to let it go because Tracy's come up with a far better idea based on that description you just gave there now of what your ultimate sort of, you know, what you're ultimately seeking in your life partner.
Yeah.
Are you playing with your phone there again, eh?
No, I was trying to do something that didn't work, yeah.
Anyway, Love Island. That's what we're getting you on.
Are you absolutely out of your mind? Did you ever see... Not only am I...
Love Island would be absolutely made for you. You could literally...
I'm 30 years too old for Love Island.
But what... I mean, listen, if you were to just give that description you gave moments ago, who could resist?
Man who wants relationship where he doesn't have to live with anyone, has face like O'Neill's football, and is 30 years too old to be on this show.
Don't forget about doing the business, looking out the door.
Yeah, and whose dream in life is to be able to do his business, looking out the door of the toilet and watching a Netflix box set. I mean...
Man, come on!
Is there literally a woman in the world out there who's not saying, get me out, get me to
that... Get me down there.
Yeah, take me to the church, PJ. Take me to the church.
But the beauty of it is, if it was on Love Island, you could then turn around and go, great, now, fantastic, glad that we found each other. Best thing to do is, you stay here on this island.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my
island. I'm going back to my island. It's raining, and it's nearly February. So you do what you need to do.
And we'll get on like a house on fire.
Give us a text maybe during the week.
Yeah, man, I feel like a woman. Shania Twain here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hit bit on the way. 087-188-0008. Remember, don't give us your guess. Whatever you do, don't give us your guess. Because it wouldn't win anyway, even if you were right just texting it in. But get us on WhatsApp and let us know you want to play. You can get the call back from Magic Mike. 087-188-0008. Now, in the meantime, let's see, do you recognise this, Mr. Gallagher?
Oh,
it's one of your favourites.
Home Improvement.
Yeah.
That's what that is, yeah. Oh, I love
Tim
that show.
The Tool Man.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Taylor. That was
him.
It.
That was a great show. The great show. And of course, it goes perfectly hand in hand with what we're talking about next. Unfortunately for Mike, 'tis more millennial bashing in the papers today.
Oh my God.
Really is, yeah. Now they're giving out about millennials not being able to do tasks in their own home when it comes to sort of DIY and stuff like that.
Right.
So they're saying 1 in 10
millennials.
Huh? Only well, they're picking on them in particular when it comes to the percentages. So they're saying 1 in 10 millennials have admitted to hiring a handyman to when it comes to merely hanging a picture in the home.
Oh, right. That is probably going to extremes.
Do you think?
Actually, do you know something?
I couldn't hang a picture.
I was just about to say, you and I had a conversation yesterday.
I couldn't do it. I have pictures on the floor all over the house. I have one resting on a mantelpiece because I wouldn't.
Would you
know
not
what
even take it on with those kind of weird things that you get in Woody's now and all that? They aren't even nails.
Yeah, right. What you did? You had to replaster your whole house trying to hang a picture, Mr. Smarty Pants.
That was a dodgy wall. Yeah, but you know the way you can get those things and they're not even screws or nails or anything anymore. They're just like...
Oh, no, there's nails.
There's always those kind of weird things that you get. They have a little telly display showing you how to do it.
Oh, stupid things, yeah. No more nails. Yeah, you hang so much as a jacket off them things, the next thing is it takes the paint off the wall and it crashes down after an hour or something. So they're saying now they're picking on millennials again. I'd say 12%, they say, 1 in 10 can't do it. 12% say they simply couldn't be arsed, really.
Right.
And a poll of 1,000 people found that just over 11% of those aged between 24 and 39 just says they'd hire someone to put a picture up in their home rather than getting their hands dirty. They think it's too dirty a job.
Oh my God.
Now, at least I'm not one of them. I'm just inept.
Right.
I don't mind getting dirty. I'm just completely inept. My hands are purely decorative on my arms. They're there for ornamental purposes.
So you keep your watch on and stuff.
That's it, yeah. And so I can scratch myself.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I have hands. That's the only reason I have hands.
I mean, to be like, that is, come on, PJ, now, seriously, that is extreme, isn't it? Not putting a picture up on the wall.
I can't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't have a rashers how to do it. And then they say it's the same when it comes to putting up shelves.
Hang on a second, you were like a full-blown virtual mechanic when you were racing.
Ah, jeez, you're really overestimating the skills here. No, nut and bolt, man, is a very different thing. There's actually places when you're doing your bit of nuts and bolts on the thing. And I was a terrible mechanic.
Were you?
Oh my God! Like, yeah, I've put wheels on back to front and inside out and everything. I was terrible at it. I mean,
right, okay.
I went out in a race once and in the first corner, my handlebar broke off in my hand. It was the biggest fry I ever got in my life.
Yeah, it's not great, really.
Oh, I'm flying through the dirt, holding the handlebar in the air above my head.
Look at this!
Yeah, still with the brake connected. You can't pull it. It was terrifying.
Right, okay.
Absolutely terrifying. Yeah, I should have been let do that.
Right, okay. And well, that's good anyway, then. At least you haven't taken on anything. Mind you, you did have that instant where you got a little bit irate and a PlayStation or something ended up in the wall.
Went through the wall, yeah.
And what happened there? Did you fix that yourself?
No, I put it in the skip and bought another one.
No, with the wall I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I didn't fix it myself. Are you mad?
Who'd you get round for that?
Me mate Jer. You're a man. You can do these things.
You're a man.
Yeah, you can do these
things.
So
you're a full-blown...
I had to get the man in.
Call the man.
Yeah, call the man. I get the man in, yeah. I'll be there, right, Grant. The dishwasher's been called the man. There's a man around here somewhere. He'll be able to do it.
Right.
I'm not the man. Man, you'd never call me to do anything. What would you call me to do?
Well...
You madman. There's a madman and there's a man. I'm the madman and there's the man, the actual man, the responsible man.
Right.
The man that comes around and he looks at something and he goes, why did you do that? And
come on, you'd change your own light bulb, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would change my own light bulb. And that brings into this story as well. They say 13% of Gen Zers, whatever, they're the 16 to whatever age group, the 23,
right,
say that they might call a man or call anyone to change a lampshade. They wouldn't know how to do it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not that bad.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we found a baseline here.
But I'm not that bad because I'm happy enough not to have a lampshade.
That's it, yeah.
You know?
Who'd, yeah.
Either just the bulb shining is grand.
To say you're a follower of the minimalist approach to interior decoration.
See my gaff. There's not even a table in it. Like, there's not. In the front room, there'll be no table. It's just... open space for activities.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's yeah. You like to see it as a blank canvas.
What do I need a table for? Like, I have a perfectly good lap.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And if your food's too hot, you can always put it on a cushion.
On the tea towel.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I put on the tea towel.
We all do that.
Yeah. So what do you have a table for? People think you have to have these things. Have to have lampshades. You have to have tables. Yeah.
Conformists.
They are, yeah. That's what it is. I don't care. That's what it is. It's because someone might come in and see. I'm all, well, come on in. Come on in and see what you don't
need.
Anyway,
let's get back to calling the man. So they're called for everything.
Yeah, they
call lampshades, hanging up a picture.
Essentially everything. Changing plugs. There's all all the menial tasks.
So you could make a fortune if you're even anyway handy at all. At the basics.
Yeah,
there's millennials out there that need you. Millennials and PJs.
And I'm Generation X. Like, I am old enough to know better. But I don't. But at least I'll tell you one thing I'll never need anyone to do.
What's that?
Help me fix me table.
Classic hits. Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit.
The hit bit it is.
Very tenorish that was. Luciano Pavarotti.
Yeah, I suppose it was a little bit, yeah.
Touch of Domingo in there.
There's a bang of a tenor off the hit bit today, all right. So there you go, €1,070 for the hit bit this morning. It sounds exactly like this.
That's it there.
And Anne is the first person to play this morning. How are you getting on, Anne?
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Where are you this morning, Anne?
Just stuck in traffic.
Oh, no. Oh. Whereabouts, Anne? Which bit of the world?
I'm at the lights.
I'm at the lights in Ireland.
Yeah.
Anne's at the lights in Ireland.
There's only the one set.
Yeah.
And I'm at them.
Yeah.
Right, so Anne at the lights in Ireland. We'd love to give you some money. What do you think?
Sledgehammer,
all right.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Anne, stuck at the lights. I'm sorry to bring the sledgehammer down on your guest, but it's wrong.
All right, I'm giving up now.
Right, you're giving up. Don't give up, Anne.
Don't give up. Once you get through the lights, you'll be flying.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, safe drive and take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Billy Byrne then is on next. I presume you're somewhere in Ireland as well, Billy.
I am, yeah. I'm at the lights here in Kilcullen.
Oh, you're both at the lights, are you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
No, I haven't seen her yet, no.
How are you getting on this morning, Billy?
Not too bad at all.
Yeah. Oh, bright and early as well. What's it like out there today?
It's not too bad now. I've been up early. I'm delivery man for Glanbia's. So,
oh, right. And oh, are you all over the country, Billy, or just around the Kildare area?
Just around Kildare and maybe into little bits of Wicklow and back into Naas and not too far.
Right, you'll, sure you'll be stopped at lights left, right and centre this morning,
exactly,
Billy.
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
Right, so Billy, have a go. Try and see what you can do.
I think it's New Kids on the Block. You got the right stuff.
Oh, well, that's us. That's going back a bit.
Oh, my God, that's going God, I haven't heard that in ages.
Right, it's a classic, lad.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Would love to say you got it, but you got the wrong stuff here. Sorry, Billy.
I knew he was going somewhere with that.
I was waiting for that.
Oh, dear. Listen, Billy, safe driving to you too. Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you, Billy. Good luck.
Right, there we go. There's a couple more you can scratch off the old list. We'll stick them on air list on the website, classichits.ie, the list of all the previous answers, which are all wrong, of course. And you can play again with Damien Farrelly.
20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. Stop your lights, says he. Yeah. You know what I mean? But he'll give you another go. It'll still be €1,070. And Anne, wherever you are, you be safe out there, okay?
Watch out for the lights.
Watch out for yourself. And Billy. Billy, if you see Anne, give her a push.
Soft Cells, Tainted Love here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, 22nd of January. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us as always. Much appreciated.
Much appreciated and, very much to you, yep.
You can give us a shout as always, of course, on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. The thing that's sort of dominating today, of course, is this big debate that's happening.
Tonight it is. It's
the first one.
The big debate with the two lads.
Yeah, it's kind of it's there's all sorts. There's controversy because Mary Lou didn't get a look in.
It's so my own opinion on that is that's ludicrous.
But anyway,
it's just the two lads.
So it's the boys are having a go, and obviously, of course, it's the first one, and it's on Virgin Media Television, Virgin Media One, I assume. What time is it on it?
I don't know. I don't care. I've no interest in the two.
What time is it?
9:30. Yeah. So I don't.
Anyway,
it's not. It's basically, look, if it's just two Egypts talking nonsense, I've no interest in it. That's the simple fact.
Don't be saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop saying that, will you?
Why?
Because people listen to this show.
Well, Jim, I think you make a great point.
Don't start putting down two Egypts talking. It's literally our livelihood you're messing with.
Well, okay. Well, let's say this then. I think whatever those two Egypts say, right?
Yeah.
Is no more valid. Them are those two Egypts, say. How about that, then?
You see, on that subject, you're right. Because, of course, with it being the first one and all that sort of stuff, naturally, a lot of nerves, a lot of pressure on them to get it right. Even the great Pat Kenny, who's going to be mediating this debate tonight, even he is prone to a touch of nerves now and again.
He is.
He likes to be sure, right? He wanted to do a dry run. And he didn't want to do it with the boys because that wouldn't kind of work. So he called in two of the other great political minds of this nation.
Yeah, to see what the policies could be, you know.
The very well-known PJ Gallagher.
Given half a chance. PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
And myself.
Half a chance. What would you change about the country was what the question is. What would you change? What is in your
manifesto? What is your manifesto? That was it. That was it, exactly.
What is your policy? Well,
so
I tell you.
We joined Pat Kenny and we had a bit of a run-through of what a head-to-head debate should sound like.
Very interested to hear what that McCabe fella had to say. Don't trust him at all.
Hello and welcome to the political debate of 2020 election time. This morning we're joined by PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe. PJ, what is your manifesto?
Good morning, thank you, Pat. I absolutely can assure people that if they vote for me, taxing communion and confirmation money is main thing. There's no reason in the world why a child should be having €500 to €700. It's outrageous. And they give nothing back to society. When was the last time you saw a child contribute anything? Littering, pooping and making noise. It's time to pay it back. So taxing that confirmation and communion money is absolutely essential. And I'm talking 75%. Give back to the people who give to you. I'm also absolutely disgusted that married couples in this country are forced to share homes. How are you supposed to survive in a marriage if you have to live with the person that you're with? It's outrageous. Nobody can do it. You can't even have a fart in peace without your wife or your husband or somebody giving you some sort of trouble. And anyone that has a car, like a Nissan Micra or a Clio, and puts a spoiler on the back should be given 16 penalty points, put off the road and made wear a fuzzy dice around their neck. Thank you, Pat.
Now, Jim, your response and your policies, please.
Thank you, Pat. Now, I just want to say I have been consistent in my policy views for a number of years now. And first and foremost, I would have an absolute crackdown on rogue cyclists. Those red light braking, footpath mounting road rodents. I would absolutely crack down and bring them to heel. That would be first and foremost. Secondly, I would also crack down, and once again, I have been unanimous in this. I would be cracking down on those employees who stink out offices and workplaces all over the place. You know the type I'm talking about, Pat. I'm sure you've endured it yourself. Those tuna munching, God knows what else goes into the bowl types who stink out canteens and kitchens all over workplaces, all over this fine country of ours. And finally, just to go back on the road issues, if somebody takes up two parking spaces, I would absolutely have their car instantly impounded and set on fire before their very eyes. I think you'll find I'm quite moderate in that regard. A vote for me is a vote for peace on the roads and sweet smells in the workplace.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, and the very best of luck.
I am absolutely
I think it's fair to say, I don't think you're going to find that Micheál and Leo could debate quite like that.
I am absolutely outraged. I had no idea you had such right-wing values when it came to the liberation of having an ill can of fish in the office.
Unbelievable. I mean, like...
That's a personal attack.
All I'm doing is voicing the concerns of the people in this regard, PJ. That's all. So I'd just like to say, now off the back of that amazing debate there, quite better than you'll ever hear with the likes of Leo and Micheál tonight. But if you'd like to cast your vote, you can vote now on 087-188-0008.
They're actually voting for you.
What? Of course, because these are the real issues of the real people of Ireland, PJ.
A food fascist is getting the vote of the people so far.
Somebody wants to crack down on people taking advantage of you on the roads and in your parking spots and in your workplaces.
Can
I tell you something? I feel a touch of revolution
coming
on here.
Did you notice Jim is all about banning everything and not for anything? I tell you something, food fascist. I'll be microwaving kippers in the microwave later on.
Guaranteed Irish, The Corrs and So Young here at Classic Hits. 17 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks a million for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, we should go to our returning officer, Magic Mike, there.
How things are going in the counting centre.
Officer, Magic Mike. How are things looking at the moment, Michael?
Good, thank you for joining me live from the count centre. I'm just looking through it here and I think we have a clear winner, lads, it's fair to say, already.
No way.
Based on the exit polls, yeah.
Really?
Now, hold on. Excuse me, it's early days, because I have a feeling this isn't going to go the way democracy wants it to.
Democracy?
Can you please give your unbiased opinion? Thank you very much.
Well, my unbiased opinion, based on the votes and the exit poll, I'm not too sure PJ knows how democracy works, is that Jim McCabe is the winner!
That's ludicrous. Would it be
too much to say landslide?
I think we'll use the word landslide. That will be the headlines in the morning.
This
no
is outrageous. A gerrymandered state, Classic Hits is. It's a gerrymandered state. I was set up to fail from the very start with a constituency that had never had a chance.
A banana republic.
Playing to the gallery. He's like the Green Party. He says all the right things. Ask him his policy on housing and homeless and health. Ask him that. No plans.
Oh, brilliant. I tell you, I hope tonight is even half as entertaining as that. I really do.
I'm outraged.
Listen, I tell you what you can do, though. You can have a listen to how you could win yourself €1,000. Because I know we go on about this and you hear us saying it all the time. And some people might assume that it's like similar to what PJ's saying about me. It's all words and no action.
And no substance, yes.
But no, in this instance, we are absolutely on the money, literally, because we do make the promise that if we repeat a song between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, okay, on the same day, 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, and if it's the same song by the same artist repeated in full and you spot it, if you're the first to spot it, you win €1,000.
€1,000, yeah, grand, up for the grabs.
Right, well, yesterday, guess what happened?
Somebody did it, somebody noticed.
The great Damien Farrelly gave it away. Here's how it went.
Who am I speaking to?
It's Andrew.
Are you having a good day today?
I'm hoping you're about to make it a lot better.
Where are you listening to us and what are you doing, Andrew?
I'm in Cork, I'm just driving home from work, Damien.
You text in, why did you do that?
Because I'm pretty sure I heard Michael Jackson, Black or White, on PJ and Jim this morning. And then, as I sat into my car to listen to yourself on the way home, I heard it again.
Okay, Andrew, we've just checked back, and you know what?
Go on.
We have in fact slipped up. You've just won €1,000. Yes, we did. And you have
amazing.
You have to agree with me, Andrew. This month is the longest month ever.
Oh, tell me about it. You have no idea what this is. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
We can pay some bills.
I know.
There you go. You know what the best part about all that is?
Yeah.
Trina clapping frantically in the background.
It's Trina. I was just about to say, Damien sounds like he's got such little hands when he's clapping.
Yeah. It sounded like a seal. In the.
Yeah, it's such little hands. It's like...
Very good. Anyway, so there it is. You see, it happens. It happens. It could happen at any stage. And we'll be handing out that grand. And as PJ has pointed out many, 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 many times, is that if there's a time to win €1,000, it's in the never-ending month of January.
It is in the never-ending month of January. And there you go. Once again, Jim McCabe buying votes with somebody else's money. Damien Farrelly's in this case.
Anyway, we could do it again at any stage, so stay listening. If you hear the same song repeated on the same day between 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening, got to be the same song by the same artist, repeat it in full. If you're the first to spot it, a grand could be yours.
No wonder Mike wasn't included
vote,
in the debate.
Vote for
Mikey Lou MacDonald.
For financial freedom. Tina Turner, What's Love Got To Do With It? Here at Classic Hits, 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you fancy a go at the quiz. Why wouldn't you have a go at the quiz? I mean, literally, you could score nothing and walk away with a cracking prize. All, of course, courtesy of Leopardstown, the Dublin Racing Festival happening on the 1st and 2nd of February. More than racing, more than a festival, there's loads going on. The likes of Aslan performing and loads of entertainment, live DJ sets, exhibitions, you name it. So it's not just fantastic racing.
No, it's everything else. It's a full day's entertainment. Yeah, everything else is thrown into it. And of course, the banquet at the end. The whole lot.
You're big into the banquet, aren't you?
I told you, I've been telling you all week. I'm
going
to
have to
banquet.
Get you a banquet.
I'm mad.
And especially when you've been such a proud dub, the fact that it's a Molly Malone banquet.
I know. That has not gone unnoticed. I'd wear my best dress for that.
Would you?
I would, Jim.
You can't say fairer than that, Leopardstown, in fairness. PJ will be wearing his best dress if you just invite him along to the Molly Malone banquet.
I presume you have to go as Molly Malone. I'm guessing that's the point. Right, so now, it's not just eating cheese, they say, that gives you nightmares. Even though 6 months ago, Jim and me did a story from some science group that said eating cheese does not cause you nightmares. They now
doesn't.
Are back to saying it does. Yeah, last summer we
I
did
I have to
one.
Say now, ridiculous as it sounds, I'm a little bit superstitious about that now. I'd probably think twice.
Well, let's come back to that now. Last summer we did a whole story on it. Cheese does not give you nightmares.
Right, okay.
Today.
Now, do you promise me that?
No, I'm saying to you today it's different. Now they're saying it's not just cheese that gives you nightmares. It's other things as well. Again, just to be, you know...
Now you're confusing me.
After the manifesto that Jim put out earlier, just remember, you can't believe a word he says. So
I haven't even said anything.
Well...
Did you not?
Yeah, that's it. It's what he doesn't say. Yeah. That's what you can't trust.
At least if I misquote people, it's for the benefit of others. So there he goes. Now they're saying that it's actually familiar smells of any kind can also trigger scary dreams. Apparently they reckon, okay, they did this study and it's in Japan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say that familiar odours and smells and sniffs, like flowers and fresh laundry even.
Like even nice smells.
Or even smelly candles and all of that. You know, you get your Yankee candle and you have a good sniff and you're like, oh, it smells like a fluffy towel with a dog on it or whatever, right? All that sort of stuff. They can trigger negative emotions in your dreams.
Wow.
Yeah, so they got these 14 people, they slept in lab conditions, right? And then scientists, what they did was they pumped in the smell of roses into the room. Now, I presume the flowers, not the chocolates.
Because then everybody would have woken up starving.
You wake up starving, you're like, dying for it. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind an old orange cream.
Yeah, that Quality Street. I had a nightmare about it. I was stuck with Quality Street.
Yeah. I got a coffee one.
It was terrible. Oh, I loved them.
I actually like the coffee ones myself.
So then people were woken up from their slumber. So mid-sleep, you know, when you get into that sort of, what's it called? The flicker.
REM.
R-E-M. Rapid eye movement, when you're in your deep sleep. They were woke them up then in the middle of that. And they asked them to describe how negative their dreams were to that point. And so those who had previously smelled roses, a very normal smell, very nice smell generally. They said that they had the worst dreams when they could smell roses, whereas the others didn't. Now, this sounds like... oddly,
that's weird.
It sounds like an odd science to me, to be honest. But they do say, so the part of the brain that processes the smell, they say, is may well be connected to the part of the brain that processes negative emotions, including fear.
Right.
So you know when you'll be there.
So your nose is the root of all your fears.
What? Yeah, this is what they're telling us now. I don't believe a word of it. I've never woken up to the smell of sausages and thought, Jesus! Do you know, I've never,
although, to be honest with you, the smell of sausages would make me wake up with a start.
It would,
I'd want to make sure I got there before there was, before they were all gone.
Yeah, but you wouldn't wake up in a cold sweat and think, and imagine you were being chased by a wild boar. Or anything,
I'd behave like I was just to get down the stairs to the sausages. But I know what you're saying.
I know. Look, we all know Jim likes to behave like a wild boar. But
I resemble that remark.
We all like to behave like a wild boar when there's old sausages on the pan and stuff. But it's I think it's this does not seem like a good sign.
How are you supposed to, if even nice smells potentially trigger bad nightmares?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to smell? What are you supposed to do? Peg in your nose. Fart.
Or maybe a peg in the nose, or maybe just whatever, as neutral as you can be in your normal environment, I suppose.
Mind you,
I don't believe any of this. This
sounds ridiculous.
It's
like we've always said, we've always been advocates of, you know, plain. You know the way we promote...
Right down the middle.
We promote magnolia.
Exactly.
Yeah. Other people see it as boring. We see it as the only true colour.
Yeah, some people promote eau de cologne.
Eau de cologne.
An aftershave. I promote... you know them different coloured shower gels, you get them for like five, you get like six of them for a fiver, man. You know, I'm
what
all for that.
What are you talking about?
Smell soap, like.
What? Different coloured, you get them six
yeah,
for
you
a
get loads of them, you get like six of them for, or five of them for 6 quid or something. Yeah. Amazing. And then there's people that are wasting money on eau de cologne. I can't understand. Like, some of that eau de cologne costs you like, you know, what is it? Someone can be like 60 quid a bottle or something. I get like a year's worth of washy suds. And they're all different flavours. All different flavours. Pomegranate and lime and lemon and everything.
Wow.
For a 5 or 6 quid.
You want to be careful with them though. They could give you nightmares.
Well, yeah, they might give me nightmares, but at least I won't be waking up having nightmares of hemorrhaging money and eau de cologne.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. It's about 10 days away. The start of it happens on the 1st and 2nd of February in Leopardstown Racecourse, celebrating the best of Dublin over those 2 days. If you're into your horse racing, you won't be missing this because you've got 8 Grade 1 races, the finest of races over the 2 days. Over €2 million in prize money up for grabs across the racing. But even if you're not big into your racing per se, you can have an absolutely fantastic day out. You've got all sorts of other stuff going on, loads of entertainment. The likes of Aslan and George Murphy heading up some of the live acts. You've got DJ sets. You got live screening of the Six Nations rugby while you're there, so you don't miss out.
Pretty much everything. It seems like if you ask
cultural
for a pint of milk from a virgin goat, they'd bring it to you to this thing.
They'll find a way.
It's brilliant.
You can check it out for yourself. Leopardstown.com/Dublin-Racing-Festival. Now, the big prize that PJ is getting very excited about, because the word banquet is involved, is this, right? So, it's called the Molly Malone Banquet, okay? It's entry for 4 of you. To go to the racing, obviously, you get that. So you get to get in. You get the Molly Malone Banquet at the Pavilion on the Sunday. Reserved table, 3-course gourmet buffet-style dining, tipster, tote betting facilities.
Everything.
You wouldn't have to leave the banquet. That's the beauty of it.
You wouldn't have to leave your chair.
And say to you, do you want to stick out on this race? And you could go, I tell you, I'll just have another starter and then I'll think about it.
I'll bet a slice of cheesecake on the number 5 at the 3:10.
So that's the big prize at the end of the week. But of course, we have these daily prizes. The Dublin Bundle, it's called admission, food voucher, tote betting voucher and race card, all included. And sure, all you got to do is play.
Play. So Sue Ball and Wicklow is going to play first this morning. Play first. You're the only player this morning, Sue. So yeah, how are you getting on?
Not too bad, thank you. And you?
Not bad, thanks, Sue. Yeah. So what's it like where you are this morning?
It's really lovely. Sun is just coming up over the sea now. It looks great.
Oh, oh beautiful. Are you in Wicklow Town, Sue?
No, I'm in Greystones.
Oh, in Greystones, right down. Oh, lovely.
Oh, much nicer. Much nicer. Isn't, yeah, well, definitely is.
I'm quite large, you know, PJ.
Yeah, much better.
I mean, the likes of you and I wouldn't be letting
in
there.
Oh, it's a high. I've been let in loads of times. I've been down with, I know the happy pair.
You're only allowed in when you come in on a lifeboat.
That's, yeah. And even then, I'm out of territory, yeah.
Right, listen, Sue, well done, first of all. So the Dublin Bundle is yours. You'll be heading to Leopardstown Racecourse on the 2nd of February and you can enjoy all of those goodies. But let's try and win you the big prize, okay?
Okie doke.
Best of luck. 60 seconds, here we go.
What city is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
In which country was the astronaut Neil Armstrong born?
America?
Yeah, what rating is used to measure the warmth of a duvet?
Tog.
Yeah, which country's national anthem begins with the words, "Oh, say, can you see?"
Oh, don't know.
It's the USA. What L is a county in the southwest of Ireland in the province of Munster?
Limerick.
Which film duo had an excellent adventure and then went on to a bogus journey?
Oh, I don't know, pass.
Bill and Ted, is the saxophone classified as a woodwind instrument?
Yes.
Yes. Who was the lead singer of the Smiths?
Can't remember.
It was Morrissey. What did the initials ATM stand for?
Automated Teller Machine.
What, the bald eagle is the national bird of what country?
USA.
Again, a regular payment made by a bank on a customer's behalf is known as a direct what?
Debit.
What C is the art of arranging dance movements?
Choreography.
That's the one.
That seemed like a good score to
me, PJ.
I'll
give you one thing, Sue. You weren't in a panic, and that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's not how I feel.
Yeah, not a bother on you. Not a bother on you.
A few toughies in there again today.
There was, yeah.
You did really well. Right, let's see.
And the States featuring three times is a bit unusual.
Yeah. Somebody has a bit of an obsession with the US of A.
Yeah, think of it.
Right, here we go. Is it enough? What do we need, PJ?
We need eight. So right, seven is the score to beat,
right,
so eight
one,
or more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yay!
Well done, Sue.
Thank you.
So listen, not only do you walk away with the Dublin Bundle, you're top of the leaderboard heading into the final 2 days. So very best of luck with that. Well done.
Great. Okay. Thank you again.
I can hear the Prosecco corks popping around Greystones from here. Well done, Sue. That was great going.
Cheers, okay, Sue. Have a good day.
Okay. Love the show.
Bye-bye now.